Paul relates the story of his conversion. Paul told the Thessalonian Jews of his wonderful experience at the gate of Damascus. Before conversion, his faith had not been anchored in Christ, he had trusted in forms and ceremonies. While boasting that he was blameless in the performance of the deeds of the law, he had refused the one who made the law of value. But at his conversion, all had been changed. The persecutor saw Jesus as the Son of God, the one who had met every specification of the sacred writings. As with holy boldness Paul proclaimed the gospel at Thessalonica, a flood of light was thrown on the true meaning of the tabernacle service. He carried the minds of his hearers beyond the ministry of Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, to the time when he would come in power and great glory and establish his kingdom. Paul was a believer in the second coming. So clearly did he present the truths concerning this event that on the minds of many there was made an impression which never wore away. For three successive Sabbaths Paul preached, reasoning from the scriptures regarding the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He exalted Christ, the proper understanding of whose ministry is the key that gives access to the rich treasures of the Old Testament scriptures. The attention of large congregations was arrested. Some of them were persuaded, and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. But as in places formerly entered, the apostles met with opposition. By uniting with some wicked fellows of the rabble, the Jews succeeded in setting the city in an uproar. They attacked the house of Jason, but they could find neither Paul nor Silas. In their mad disappointment, the mob dragged Jason and some of the brethren before the city authorities, crying, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." The magistrates put the accused believers under bonds to keep the peace. Fearing further violence, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. Those who today teach unpopular truths at times meet with no more favorable reception, even from those who claim to be Christians, than did Paul and his fellow workers. But the messengers of the cross must move forward with faith and courage, in the name of Jesus. They must exalt Christ as man's mediator in the heavenly sanctuary, the one in whom the transgressors of God's law may find peace and pardon.